sailing is now available to more socioeconomic classes than just the rich, thanks to a sharing business model. Sailtime Chicago is a shared boat membership company. Ryan Remsing is the fleet manager.
People pay for a season of using a boat here in Chicago. They have no ownership stake. They just pay for their time. They schedule it online, show up to the boat, and it's like they own it. So the boat's clean. It's ready to go. It has all the safety gear they need. They just start up the engine, have their fun, come back, clean up whatever mess they made, and they're all good.
Remsing, who started out in the business while he was a college student, scrubbing decks and doing various chores, knows the members and explains how the program works, making sailing more available to those who aren't necessarily rich.
Boating is very, you know, expensive, especially for, you know, the higher level boats that we offer. So with our membership package, you know, you really have a lot of variability in the package you could choose. We have options from $3,700 to $13,000, and that's all inclusive. So your insurance is covered, the slip fees are covered, gas is covered. So it really makes it a set cost that people can plan for and make a boat like this much more available for different socioeconomic classes.
The program also makes initial boat ownership easier on the owner.
The owner of that Beneteau Oceanus 31, her name's Mary. Her and her sister, after she got divorced, her and her sister decided that they wanted to buy a boat together, but they weren't sure about, you know, how to take care of a boat, what to do. You know, it was kind of a big step for them. So they bought it through our program, and, you know, I'm taking care of it, kind of teaching her the ropes, you know, of boat ownership. And, you know, she gets to go out, sail with her sister, and let me handle all the work when it comes to it. So every boat in our fleet is owned by a single owner like Mary. She, you know, puts it in our fleet, puts it in our care, and we really take care of everything for 5 to 6 years. You know, we'll do all the engine maintenance, we'll take care of the sails and winterizing it in the fall and getting it ready in the spring. You know, there's a lot of work that goes in. So for the boat owner, it works great for them because they're getting the sail, they have their boat, and they kind of get a long intro into becoming a boat owner. Right? After those 5-6 years, they're kind of used to the program, they've learned a few things from me, they know their boat real well, and now they can, you know, go off on their own. But in the meantime, they save thousands of dollars every year and didn't have to do all that work.
What do you get out of it, though?
So we share it with the other people, and we share the revenue 50-50. So 50% of the revenue on Mary's boat comes to me and the company. 50% goes to her to help cover costs like her insurance and her slip. And then anything on top of that, she'll get payments directly from us. So she'll make a few thousand dollars this year to apply to her boat loan while not having any sort of, you know, operational or maintenance costs.
So do you take each boat just for 5 years?
Yeah, so it's an initial. They love the baby. So it's an initial 3-year contract. And then if the boat's doing well and the owner's happy, we're making money, everything's going great, then yeah, we'll go 5 or 6 years. Usually the owners will get real upset when they have to leave because they get so used to it. You know, they're getting out sailing enough. They don't need to go anymore. And, you know, they like having everything taken care of. For them, it's like a concierge service. They show up in the spring, their boat's ready to go. They didn't have to waste a weekend or two getting it prepped.
Sailtime Chicago also offers an educational component. Remsing's father is the owner of the business, which started in 2005. Remsing, who is now 33, became a sailing instructor when he was 25 years old.
You have an education program here, too, where you go through like a sailing 101 up through more advanced classes and teaching people how to navigate further on down the line.
Yeah, so we're an ASA certified sailing school. That's the American Sailing Association. So when you start out with us, even if you've never been out on a boat, you're going to get some, you know, basic training, get you comfortable just taking a group of friends out for the day. Every member gets a full one-day checkout on their boat, so they know where all the safety gear is, they know where all the through hulls are, and they feel comfortable taking that boat out. But we also offer courses, you know, that are more advanced, even going up to an overnight lake crossing, which is, you know, very advanced.
So what are you doing now? Just untying the boat?
Yep. So I'm untying all the dock lines. This is something we go through with the members. Kind of identifying where the wind's coming from, how we're going to leave the slip, Because really, most of the most difficult part of sailing is docking, right?
Oh, okay.
That's where all the damage happens. That's where all the yelling happens. So we really go through a lot of training with that, just to make it more stress-free and prevent damage.
So what does it take to get a sailing license?
ASA 101 basic keel boat is really the bare minimum that you want to be able to go out. And we teach that as a two-day course on one of our boats. There's a maximum of 4 students, so everyone gets a lot of time, you know, at the wheel and working the winches. We send out books ahead of time so you can kind of do some study, become familiar, and then it's all hands-on work once we're on the boat.
What are winches?
Winches would be like this guy right here. So when we pull a line and we can't pull it any tighter with our hands, we use a winch and just crank on it to get the lines even tighter. So you'll see me do that when we raise the sail once we're out on the lake. Just as far as this boat, it's a Gemini Freestyle 37. It's a really unique kind of design in that it's a catamaran, a sailboat, but they've really removed almost all the cabins and everything and made it just an open day party boat, which is great for around here where, you know, we don't do much cruising. There isn't, you know, you don't go cruising with 3 couples and stay on board every night. It really is just day sailing and, you know, enjoying the day.
So what are you doing there?
So these are all my lines that control the sail. They all come back to the wheel, so one person can really operate the boat without any issue. So what I'm doing is just getting the lines ready for me to hoist up. First thing we're going to do once we get out on the lake is raise the main halyard to bring the main sail up. So you'll see a nice big sail go up from the back of the mast, and that'll be our main power once we turn off our engines. Okay, so what we're going to do now, we're going to turn directly into the wind, right? So the bow of the boat is right on the wind, and now we're going to raise our mainsail while sailing directly into the wind.
So you guys put your logo, obviously, on the boat once you enter in the partnership?
Yeah, so we put it up at the bow. You know, it's a little bit of marketing for us, but it's also nice because it tells the other boaters on the dock when they're coming in, you know, this isn't this person's boat. They might be new to boating. And the nice thing about boaters is, you know, everyone will come down and help someone dock. You know, they'll come down, just grab a line, help pull you in, which is awesome for our members because now they're getting that bit of help. And it's just that boating community. Everyone watches after each other.
For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.